بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا، ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Yesterday we read this ayat also, and in this ayat here further Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. A person who killed somebody unwarranted, that is, that he was not supposed to be killed, or that he killed him without due cause, without proof of his life being permissible to be taken, like he had killed somebody else. Somebody kills that. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. It is as though he has killed all the people of the world. When murder becomes common, as with the Bani Israel, they used to kill the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam also. And they slaughtered them in huge trays, in a big arena in front of all the people. So this causes havoc amongst all people. As presently also, the amount of people that are being killed in the wars that are taking place in the Middle East, in Palestine, etc., all these places, and it causes all the people of the world to feel uneasy, to feel unhappy, and there isn't life in them. So this is, and when Islamic, so Allah brought Islamic law, these ayat referred really directly to the Bani Israel, that when somebody does kill somebody else illegally, wrongly, without any due cause, then his life should be also taken. And that law is applies in our deen and in our shariat also. And may there be Islamic shariat, Islamic law existing, then it can take place. And then that will result in peace amongst all people. It's not so long ago, we were present in Medina Sharif at a time when a person was executed. We were not present for the execution, but the people of Medina Sharif, those that we met, they said that for a number of months, it is like there is silence in town, that a life was taken, and the Islamic law is that it must be taken in public, in front of people, not in privacy, in a gallows somewhere, but in public. And everyone then becomes afraid of committing murder. And nobody murders anyone else then. So that is that law, that one person's life is taken rightly, because he had murdered, he was found guilty of murder. And then the rest of the people are saved. They live peacefully. Just like, for example, with the laws which are in the name of democracy, crooks arrange law-abiding citizens live in their houses with fear all the time, that when will crooks come? And they are living like in jails. They've made their own houses like jails with the barbed wire alarm system, etc., while the crooks are roaming around freely on the streets. That is a result of what is democracy and what is Islamic law. When Islamic law, the cutting of hands, for example, for stealing, the minute that law is passed, forget anyone's hand being still cut, just the law and the fear in the people that if I'm found guilty of stealing, my hands will be cut, people will desist, stay away from stealing, and all people then will live in peace and will live freely. You can then even live as it was in the past with your doors open, even unlocked you can live. You know that nobody will come. So that is Allah Ta'ala says that when a life is taken wrongly and the punishment is not meted out, then فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. It is as though you have killed all the people. You have caused bad amani. You have caused unsafety, insecurity to all the people of the world. On the other hand, وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. اور جس نے زندہ رکھا ایک جان کو تو گویا زندہ کر دیا سب لوگوں کو. And a person who saved somebody's life, it is as though he has made the whole of humanity alive. He has given life to people. People know there is hope. Like alhamdulillah, there are still instances where the neighbors' crooks get in and the neighbors go and save them. They don't just sleep away or act as though they don't know anything. They feel it's our neighbors and we must look after them. And when they go, then they give life to people. People have hope that there are people who will help us, who will look after us. Today, unfortunately, with regard to if anyone goes to a family member also for a loan, and that family member, he went to him because he has got money, he can give the loan, but generally you will be directed to the bank. If you want a loan, go to the bank. People are not prepared to help. Similarly, with visitors also, it's quite common that they will be shown a guest house or they will be shown a hotel, whereas a Muslim home should be such that we host the people. In that way, life comes in people. When there is proper Islamic life, life comes in people. Otherwise, people are living like a dead nation. So these laws of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the way we have been influenced by Western way of life and by this worldly life, which has overtaken us, and we don't pay attention to the life of Akhirat. Only this worldly life means everything to us. We have made ourselves like dead people. So if we bring about again Islamic life, like in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, a young woman had to travel from Sana'a in Yemen to Medina Sharif, which was a long journey for some reason or the other, and for what it was valid for her to travel on her own. When she reached Medina Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked her, "How was your travel?" And that was when Islamic law and Islamic culture was alive. She said it was like I'm moving from one room of my father's house to another room. In other words, I had complete safety and security. Nobody interfered with me. It was a time, in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, where the wolves and the sheep would graze together. They would drink water from the dam together. But as soon as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz had passed away, the wolves attacked the sheep and ate them up. So even in the animals, when Islamic law is alive, even in the animal kingdom, there is safety, aman, security, peace. So it's necessary for us, the bare minimum we can do, and we should check ourselves, how much are we making dua for Islamic khilafat, Islamic law to come alive. And otherwise, unfortunately, about 50 or so Muslim countries in the world, but not in one is the Islamic law. It is all Western law which prevails, even in the so-called Islamic countries. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.